Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
KCAYVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening. 18 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees.
WJAZ, sounds clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.
Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KH8MMH. That's Q Delta 8 Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz. With a PL tone 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to put in your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have traffic or emergency communications. This time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. KE8, PCQ, Dave, Bay City. I'll be in and out, Mike. 7-3.
Okay, thank you, Dave. KE8PCQ, we have you as in and out. Thank you. I appreciate it. 7-3, you also. Do we have any other mobile short-time or in and out stations? If so, please call net control now.
This is KEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic, and I'll be in and out tonight, Mike. Thanks. 7-3.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We have you marked down as in a note also, NADUI. Appreciate that. 7-3 to you also. Any other mobile short time or in and out? If so, please call now.
N8NTM, Doug. Be the township. In and out.
Okay, thank you, Doug. N8NTN, we have you marked down also as in and out. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Any other mobile short timer in and out? If so, please call net control now. Okay, at this time, I will take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India. From Oakley, no traffic.
Okay, Jeff, are you just a regular check-in this evening, or were you EchoLink?
I probably just chimed in. A lot of breaking up on your side, I think, tonight.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. I'll have you down as a regular check-in. Are there any EchoLink stations? If there's any EchoLink stations wishing to join the net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard from EchoLink. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday night net, please call net control now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
And it says, 88, PAZ, Mini, Park, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Alright, good start to our list here. Let me run down what I have so far, see if we have any corrections or anybody else up. First off, I have our in and out stations. I have Dave, KE8PCQ, I have Tom, N8UI, and I have Doug, N8NTN, all his in and out stations. Appreciate you guys checking in with us this evening. 7-3, have a great week. Regular check-ins, I have, first off, I have Jeff, K8KCI, I have Ron, KC8YVF, followed by Dave, W8DW, and then Rick, KC8VOA, and I have Bob, N8KPR, Mini, KD8PAZ, and Mike, KF8EDQ. Did I miss anyone, or is there anyone else who would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
KF8DIC, Rochester, Jack.
Okay, we picked up Jack there. Appreciate it, Jack. Thank you. We'll add you to the list. Any other check-ins for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, with that, we will go ahead and get the net started this evening. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Weather-wise, turned out to be a fairly late winter, early spring day today. Nothing unusual about it today. A few flurries here and there. I guess some areas got it worse than others. I was in Vassar a little bit earlier to the auction place today, and the lady there was saying, boy, if you'd have been here 10 minutes ago, it was really coming down pretty good, but it let up. So anyway, one other announcement. Are anyone that ordered club t-shirts or club sweatshirts, they did come in last week, so we will bring those to our next club meeting, our April club meeting. If you ordered one and would like to pick it up, please stop by at our next club meeting and pick that up. Also, I'll let Ron make that announcement, but this coming Thursday there is an Aries training out at the airport also at 7 o'clock. So with that, we will go ahead and get the net started this evening. First off, we'll go to Jeff, K8KCI, and Ron, you are up next. Jeff, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Mike, we sorry about the old mishap on the jumping in there. I guess it wasn't paying quite enough attention, but we appreciate you doing the net, and yeah, that's good on the shirts. I actually stopped there on my way to my hearing place right around the corner there, so stopped in and ordered a vest and a hat too, so checked it out, and I see you got one going, so it's pretty much the same place on the logo and everything, and I guess my question, I sent you an email, I didn't know if anybody do anything as far as a design or anything for the Sebius. I don't know if it was going to be like the pen design was going to be the same. I'd like to throw something on mine, so I just told him to hang on to it until we talk to you guys. Didn't know what you guys have come up with, but other than that, it's got a little cold, and yeah, see, I got to Bridgeport, and it was snowing like crazy, so different day. Hopefully it gets warmer as the week goes on. Other than that, we'll send it back to Net. This is KKCI. We'll be sitting on site, wait for 73.
Okay, thanks for checking in with us tonight, Jeff. Good job on ordering the vest and stuff. As far as the 70th anniversary logo coming up, I'll let Ron talk about that. He's up next. We are doing pins for that, but as far as an actual emblem or something embroidered on a vest or shirt, I'm assuming that Sandlot Sports would have to have another setup charge to do that, and we have not done that, so we haven't really even discussed that. I if you come to the 70th anniversary dinner in August, you can get a pin. We are doing the pins. But as far as actual embroidered 70th logos, that I'm not aware of, and we probably will not be doing that. But I'll let Ron talk about that. He's up next, KC8YBF, and standby Dave, WADW. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead. Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. I'll try and get through here. I have a terrible cough, and we'll see how far I get. For this Thursday is our next Aries training out at the airport, 7 o'clock as usual. We're going to be covering some new forms that we haven't done. So we're going to walk everyone through a couple of different forms, ICS forms that I have used, but you guys have not. So we're going to go through those forms on Thursday. Again, for the anniversary party, it's August 22nd. It'll be out at Sullivan's Restaurant. We'll be sending out information as we get closer to that date. We're only in March at the present time, but you can put it on the calendar. We will have a gift for everyone that attends the event, and we'll have a few extras left over for people as well if they're unable to attend it. As far as shirts or anything, no. Well, there was nothing set up for that. There would have to be a design charge and things like that. So right now that is not something that we have. We did not plan on it at this point just because cost involved with that. We'd probably be looking at a couple of $100 just in setup charge and design fees and things like that. So I'm guessing at that point, but there will be a charge to do something like that. And it would be a one-off type thing, but that's, again, that's something that the board could discuss. It's something that we can talk about with Sandlot Sports to kind of get a cost on that. But, yeah, we can look at that. We just hadn't thought of that just because of the cost factor. Let me break. At least for me, I don't think there was any other questions. If there was, Mike, remind me when I get done. For me, just normal work week. Saturday, I went and gave blood in the morning, had to run out to my mother-in-law's old house to pick up some more stuff from there as they get ready to sell the house. Dropped that stuff off to my daughters, came back home. We had a dinner with my old motorcycle group up in Freeland that afternoon, and then we just came back and didn't do a whole lot of anything. Sunday, we worked around the house. We're in the process of going to start remodel on the office in the house, so we've been removing things out of the closet, sorting, getting what stuff needs to be thrown away, what stuff they need to be recycled, that type of thing. And we're going to be putting a new cabinet in there put the printers in and file cabinets, so we'll be getting rid of three pieces of furniture and replacing it with one to try and clean things up and get rid of some of the clutter in there as well as we progress through the project. So that's what's been going on with me, at least for the weekend. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you, and I will be here at the end of the net for the report. KC8YBF, back to you.
Okay, very good, Ron. Appreciate it. And nope, you answered all the questions that I had, so thank you for that. And we'll be around here for the 73 round shortly. This is KDH-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Next up, we will go to Dave, WADW, and standby Rick, KC8VOA. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. I don't have a whole lot. We've been working on got a computer that we were having some problems with and decided that it was one that I'd use occasionally, so we decided to just dump everything and start over, which we did, and I got that back up and running. Downloading some drivers that have to be loaded. I've got a couple of things that's not working as they should, so I'm downloading some drivers. The drivers are probably coming from China, so I downloaded some last night. It took 8 hours to do, I think, four gigabytes, so we'll see what happens. This one, I got one more file to download, and that should be be it. I'll get that running, up and running. Everything should be fine on that, so doing that. I was going to go up today, try and get up today to the Covenant North and power cycle the two repeaters and the receive site. The Covenant North is down right now. It's been down probably for about a week, I think, and we'll get up there and try and do that. It's on a list anyway. I don't know if I'll make it or not, but it's on my list to do. So, with a couple other things, yeah, we're hoping for a little warmer weather. They got a lot of things that's happening that need to get dealt aside, and I know that I think the yard waste for Saginaw Township is about 2 weeks. And I have got a lot of branches. My backyard is really, really bad from all the wind on that, so we're going to try and get that done. Let me buy a second here. Yeah, we're trying to get that taken care of. So they're laying the fiber optics in my neighborhood, so it looks like they're probably going to be in front of my house tomorrow. I know they were in it today, actually. They dug a couple holes, and that I see they had the cables staged just two doors down from me, but they moved them. They didn't get it in today, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. So anyway, that's about all I have. This will be my only one, Mike. I'm actually I'm in the shack right now. I got to go back upstairs, so we'll go back up there and we'll still say 73. Everyone have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. K8MMH, WATW.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also, and you have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and then I'll do a quick standby after Rick before I go down to Bob. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Mike, for doing the net tonight, and good evening to everybody, and hope everybody is doing well. It sounds like Ron's under the weather a little bit again. Not a whole lot of change here on the home front. Doing a little 3D printing right now. Still got the basement to work on and so forth. I had class at 4:30 today, so that kept me busy. I had some studying I had to get done, and do a weekly devotional on Mondays with a group of guys. And I kind of lead that one, so I end up getting prepped for that too, so that takes time. So tomorrow, dental appointment, and hopefully I can get some things done after that. And tonight, I'm going to be one and done, Mike, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. So 73, KC8VOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now.
Evening, Mike. You can put me in and out. Just watch the International Space Station streak across the sky here. Pulled in the driveway. KBSWR.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Have you as in and out. And you have a great week ahead, 73. Any other check-ins for our net? If so, please call net control now. Okay, with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next up, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Minnie. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everyone else on the net. Well, I am back from Florida and back into the valley. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yi. Yeah, quite a difference in weather. But, well, actually, I got into Cleveland on Friday. Normally, I'd still be in Florida for this week, but my granddaughter had a confirmation on Saturday, so we had to go to that. So I had to come back a week early. But, it was nice. First 2 weeks were like in the 80s. The third week was a little chilly in the mornings. It was like in the 40s. And, I think one day, I don't think it got to 60. But it gradually went up from there, you know, and finally the day I left Friday, you know, it was like 75 out, so. And it's supposed to be nice out all this week. But, always got next year. Other than that, not much going on. Come home and, I didn't get some of the Christmas decorations down because everything was frozen in the ground. And apparently we had some wind because it knocked some stuff over. Didn't break anything, just kind of knocked it over. And other than that, I just got home today, this afternoon from Cleveland. And tomorrow I'll be going around and seeing what I got to do. Pick up, kind of like pick up where I left off. But with that set up, turn it back to you, Mike, net control, NAKPR.
All right, well, very good, Bob. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Yeah, you could have been nice and brought some of that warm weather from Florida back up here with you. actually, it doesn't look, looking at the weather, it doesn't look that bad. Wednesday's supposed to get up to 55, and then Thursday's supposed to get up to 61, but there's a 60% chance of rain on Thursday also. But at least it's that time of the year where temperatures will start crawling up there little by little. So hopefully it won't be too long. We'll see some decent spring weather coming up here. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and stand by Mike, KF8EDQ. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MM8. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone tonight. Not doing too much. I did finish my number 20 puzzle and put that on Facebook today. So I'm done. I took down my table and put that away. I said I'm done for a little while. I mean, I've been on this now for 3 months, done 20 puzzles in 3 months. So I think I need to take a little bit of break. And I have got some outside stuff to do, but I got to get a hold of my grandchildren to see if they'll come and help me. But other than that, I'm set and relaxed. I have got family breakfast on Wednesday and luncheon with the girls on Wednesday afternoon. So, and then Friday, breakfast with some friends. Other than that, that's about all that's going on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, I looked on Facebook and saw quite a few of those puzzles that you put on there, so good job with those. And, yeah, after doing 20 puzzles in that short of amount of time, I think it's time for a break. Take a little bit easy for a while and give it a while and then get back into it again. And like you said, with the warmer weather and everything coming up, there'll be enough things I'm sure you can find to keep yourself busy outside, too. All right, next up we'll go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and stand by Jack, KF8DRC. Mike, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, roger that, Mike, KDMMH. This is KF8EDQ. I haven't been up to too much. It was pretty chilly today and a little bit windy, so we stayed inside. And I did have one appointment at noon today, but other than that, it was just work today. I put in a scheduler for my for one of my All-Star nodes. So I just used the one All-Star node to connect to different places to listen to nets and participate in them and whatnot. So instead of manually switching them back and forth, I finally got around to writing a cron tab, and I have a little connect-disconnect script, and seems to work pretty good, so I got that in this evening, and so yeah, we got automated All-Star now, so I'm pretty happy about that. Other than that, I tried messing around with my Wolf River Coil antenna yesterday, and I didn't have any luck. I didn't get to play with it for very long. Unfortunately, it was cold and windy yesterday, so. But that's really all I've been up to. I tried to turn the radio on and listen to the NOSWR net, but I couldn't hear very much, so I just shut it off. So here I am watching YouTube as usual, playing computer games. So, all right, that's about it for me. I'll pass it back to Net Control. This is KF8EDQ.
All right, very good, Mike. appreciate you checking in with us this evening. You got a good job on the getting the automated All-Star node set up. Sounds like an accomplishment there. And like you said, yeah, it was windy today and definitely a little bit chillier. So that time of the year, switching between the spring and winter jackets back and forth. And over the weekend, Saturday, it wasn't too bad. I had the spring coat out, and then getting out today, right back to the winter coat. So hopefully one of these days we'll put the winter coat in the closet and keep it there until next winter. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Jack, KF8DRC, and that will bring us to the bottom of the list. I'll do another standby then. Jack, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone out there. Not much to report except cold weather. It snowed in here for a little bit, and it was staying on the car for a bit. Then after that, it was gone. Everything after 10 minutes, it was gone. I drove a little bit today to go shopping. I went shopping for clothes shopping, and it was a few discount places. It was good shopping on, I would say, on Big Beaver Road, and I came home, and I was a little bit tired, and I said, let me hit the sack for a little bit, and I did for an hour, and I got up and had something to eat, and sitting here watching TV, KF8DRC.
Hey, very good, Jack. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. Yeah, like you said, with the snow, it did not last long, and didn't stay on the ground here either. It was just flurries here, but and like the lady in Vassar said, it was there for 5-10 minutes, came down good, and then it was gone too. And yeah, with your shopping today, good deal on that. Definitely been down Big Beaver Road in Troy there many, many times. Lots of interesting places down there. Somerset Mall, Somerset Collection, that's also a great place to kill some time and do some decent shopping there if you got some time to kill. All right, that brings us to the bottom of our list. Is there anyone else who would like to check into our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. And we'll go back to the top of our list and start off with Jeff, K8KCI. And Ron, you'll be up after Jeff. Jeff, good evening to you once again. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Nice hearing everybody on the net tonight. And it's Monday, so we will see what we can do to get there on Thursday. And we'll go from there on that meeting. So we'll try to make that run. Other than that, we'll say 73 to everybody. And everybody, don't work too hard, and we'll talk at you. If I don't see you Thursday, we'll talk to you next Sunday. So this is KKCI. We'll be clear. Back to Net Control.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. Next up, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Bob. Jeff, Ron, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net. Well, not much else going on. Like I said, I was doing some 3D printing. Still got stuff on the printer right now that I'm working on. I'm printing some drawers to go in the shop down in the basement. I got in some more filament so I can continue on that task. So that'll be done over the next few days. I do about one a day for those. And I started on my project. I got it all printed for my air quality monitor. And I started to do the assembly today because I finally got the display board in yesterday. And I found out I didn't order enough cables. When I looked at the bill of materials sheet, I ordered cables and it said 3 cables. I assumed that 3 cables came in the package, not that I had to order 3. So I ordered only 1 package of each, which was 1 cable. So I need to order 2 different cables, so I got a total of 3 of them. So can they come out of China? It'll take a month to get them. So this project's going to be on hold for a while, too, so why I wait for more cables come in. So it's always something. I can't seem to complete a project around here. I order it and something gets messed up. Other than that, I have a dentist appointment on Wednesday, so I've got that, and then our Aries training on Thursday. So those are what I got coming up this week. And yeah, it's supposed to warm up Thursday like 50 degrees, so we're going to be up and down again. And Friday it's supposed to be that, and then it drops off again back down to the 30s. So that time of the year we get the fluctuations. We'll be 10, 15 degrees below normal or 10, 15 degrees above normal. So we're working in the right direction. Just didn't want to see that snow today. So it was there for an hour on the grass out at work. But an hour later, it was gone. Everything was melted off, and make sure it stays that way. So 73 to everyone. You have a good week. We'll see some of you on Thursday. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Okay, very good, Ron. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and I'll be back around to you here shortly for the net report. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Mini. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again. Not a whole lot more to add. I forgot to add something at the beginning, so maybe I could get some kind of a response out of it. But I was looking for satellite programs to track satellites. Let's say, kind of like the one for tracking planes. You know, if you see a satellite going over, which one is it, that type of a deal. And also if you're want to, you know, communicate with satellites, what, you know, a program that can do that kind of stuff. I was on the Play's website, you know, I got an Android, so I was trying to find stuff, but nothing really seemed to be what I was looking for. But other than that, like I said, I just got back, so I fed the birds today, filled up all of my feeders and whatnot, and tomorrow, I don't know. Like I said, some of my Christmas stuff come down, so I'll take that down as long as the ground's not frozen. That's why it was left, because the ground was frozen. I couldn't get it out. But it's not frozen now, so maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Other than that, that's about it. Thanks for doing that, Mike. 73s, everybody. Talk to you again soon. Back to Net Control, and keep the air.
Okay, very good, Bob. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. I was going to say, if you had an iPhone, I could recommend a couple apps that I have that I seem to like and work pretty good. But Android, well, they might be on Android also. One is called Go Skywatch, and the other one, it looks like it's Go SS Watch. And they're both satellite trackers, and you can filter depending on what type of satellites you want. If you want amateur radio satellites, Starlink satellites, GPS satellites, whatever, ISS space stations. So they seem to do a decent job. And I'm sure there's a bunch of others out there. Do some research on Google or whatever, see what people recommend for decent satellite tracking apps. All right, very good, Bob. Thanks again for checking in. 73, you have a great weekend. Next up, we'll go to Minnie, KDH-PAZ, and Standby Mike. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KDH-PAZ. I don't have too much more for the net tonight. It's good to hear everybody in here, and hope everybody has a good week, and we'll talk to you all next week. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8NNH.
Okay, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, one more app I forgot to mention there, Bob, if you're still listening, was I mentioned a couple. The other one I have is called GoSatWatch, G-O-S-A-T Watch. And like I said, once again, that's an app on the iPhone. And that is quite handy. That's the one that breaks everything down as far as what type of satellites you want to check in on. So, all right. Next up on our list, we will go to Mike, KF8EDQ, and Standby Jack. Mike, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yep, thanks, Mike. Thanks for doing the net. And, yeah, the only interesting thing that happened this last week, there was, I think Ron mentioned it yesterday, there was the power outage on Friday. Went out at, 11:45 a.m., and the weather was so nice, I couldn't believe that the consumers blamed it on weather. They said it was the weather that caused it, but it was so nice outside, it was hard to get my dogs inside. I was prepared to take the rest of the afternoon off. but no, the power came back on, and, power went out, then Ducky and I went out to Health Source and visited some folks, and the power was back on by the time we got back home, so... no such luck on taking the afternoon off. But yeah, I think that's about it. I don't have anything else to report, so we'll say 7-3. This is KF8EDQ, back to net control.
All right, very good, Mike. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And yeah, apparently that power outage Friday was quite widespread. I was out in the boat when it happened. I wasn't home, but yeah, when I got home, I noticed a couple of the clocks that don't have the battery backup. They were flashing at me. We had definitely taken a power hit too here. So, all right, next up on our list, we'll go to Jack KF8DRC, and that will bring us to the bottom of our list. Jack, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, hello, Mike again. And good to hear everybody out there. Not much to report. I was on 10 meters today, and there was hardly anybody for the past 3-4 days. 20 meter, not much either. 40 meter was the same thing. I don't know. Maybe the atmosphere has changed, or maybe we're not getting no hard weather or something like that. I really don't know. I tried. Good to hear everybody out there again, and everyone have a good evening. KF8, DRC.
All right, very good, Jack. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and hope to hear you on here again next Monday evening. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net before we close it down? If so, please call Net Control now.
I'm on an HT, so this is KD8YXO George, Saginaw Township. Just thought I'd say hello.
Okay, thanks, George. Yeah, I know you're coming in good on an HT. We'll check. Do you want to make a transmission or just want to check in with us? That was KD8YXO, correct?
Yeah, correct. No, I've my radios have been kind of turned off for a couple of years. I had a hip replacement and a knee replacement, so I dug out this HT today to see how things are going on the net. So, yeah, I renewed my license, and I'm back on the net, so maybe next Monday I'll have something to contribute. But I just wanted to say hello to everybody on the net, and 73s, KD8YXO, George, Saginaw Township.
Okay, well, very good, George. Glad to have you aboard here, and good job with the license renewal and getting back on the air. And yeah, for HT, you are making it in no problems at all. You sound great. So, yeah, hope to hear you on here again next Monday evening. You take it easy. Have a great week ahead in 7-3. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike at KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you, one and all. 7-3, have a great week ahead. And Ron, I'll be with you here shortly. Give me a couple seconds. I'll get the numbers together for the net report. Okay, KC8YVF, KD8MMH. Let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron. Okay, go right ahead, Mike. Okay, this will be my number 164, 164, routine, hotel X-ray, Golf, 88 MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, March 23rd, 2026, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at amateur call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures of 14-1-4. Total time, figures of 41-4-1 minutes. X-ray. And no more. I'll copy.
Copy the report just fine, Mike. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight. We'll see you on Thursday. KC8YDF.
Okay, thanks, Ron. You might not see me Thursday. There's a seminar thing in Midland at the Dow Library that I may be going to. I've got Medicare stuff coming up I have to sign up for, and there's a free seminar for Medicare. Get all the different answers, and supposedly they're not trying to sell you anything. I'm sure they are, but I got 4 months to go. They say you got so many months before your birthday to figure everything out and send it in. So figured I would head up to Midland to the library and check that out. 88 MMH.
All right, Mike, no problem. KC8YDF clear.
KD8 MMH clear.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.